Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm and sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for enjoying outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that American intelligence is unsure who holds real power in Tehran, as confusion surrounds Iran's leadership amid reports of a wounded, hidden leader. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes that Mokhtaba Khamenei is playing a pivotal role in Iran's war strategy, according to U.S. intelligence, as covered by CNN earlier this hour. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF killed a Hamas terrorist linked to Mia Shem's abduction and destroyed 8 tunnels in Rafah earlier today. Separately, Axios reports that Donald Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, which is politically sensitive for Netanyahu. And finally, Forward reports from earlier today that a man who firebombed a Boulder Israeli hostage march has been sentenced to life in prison. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that former British minister Rory Stewart discussed why the Iran conflict remains unpredictable despite U.S. claims. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today about a young couple, Sharon and Shahar, tragically killed during the October 7th massacre at the Nova Festival. Middle East 24 highlighted in a recent thread that Hamas is using Turkey as a tactical launch pad, transforming public facilities into training hubs for regional escalation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Iran, according to Ynet, U.S. intelligence remains in the dark about who truly directs Iran's actions. Uncertainty grows as some reports suggest the hidden leader is isolated and injured. This confusion complicates international diplomacy, putting pressure on the U.S. to reassess its strategy in the region. Turning to Mojtaba Khamenei's role, the Jerusalem Post, citing CNN, highlights his influence in Iran's military decisions. With U.S. intelligence focusing on him, this could signify a shift in Iran's internal dynamics. Such developments may impact negotiations and regional stability. Meanwhile, the IDF's actions in Gaza. As reported by JNS, these operations targeted Hamas infrastructure and personnel linked to serious abductions. The destruction of tunnels and command centers aims to weaken Hamas's operational capabilities. This could lead to heightened tensions in the region. On the diplomatic front, Trump's ceasefire announcement. Axios reports this temporary truce between Israel and Lebanon seeks to ease hostilities. However, its political sensitivity could affect Netanyahu's standing. The move could also open avenues for a broader peace deal involving Iran. Finally, the life sentence in Colorado. As Forward reports, the sentencing of the Boulder attacker serves as a firm legal response to acts of terrorism. This decision sends a clear message about the consequences of violent extremism. On the economic front. First, Ynet business highlights efforts by SkyPro to counter Hezbollah's drone threats. The company aims to develop more sophisticated solutions to tackle the challenges posed by these primitive but effective tools. Separately, Globes reports that Playtika's earnout payments to Superplay are affecting its financial stability. The acquisition of the Israeli gaming studio has been successful, but the financial implications are significant. And finally, CTech shares that Israeli startup Irregular aims to become the next big name in cybersecurity. Collaborating with companies like Anthropic and OpenAI, it holds promise as one of Israel's most promising startups. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.